And good Wednesday morning, live from our KGGF studios in downtown Coffeyville. Continuing on with our morning interviews, with our regularly scheduled Wednesday morning interview with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director, Candy Westberg. Candy, good morning.
Good morning.
Always glad to have you in here talking on behalf of all the news coming out of the Chamber, as well as your recent CNN meeting. So where were you guys at this morning?
Today we were at 4th Street Laundry, which is actually on 8th and Beach. And I learned this new today because I guess I'm not from Coffeyville from years ago, but it used to be on 4th Street. But now Alicia Kenny owns it, and they do industrial laundry. So, for example, CVR is probably one of their biggest customers. Mm. You've got your overalls and your work clothes that are covered in all that, you know,
grease
and dirt, oil and dirt.
Yeah.
Or the big rugs that are in front of your business, that the rubber backs. So things like that. They do all those big industrial type things. And I didn't know this either. They do deliveries next day. So they will come and pick up your stuff and come back and deliver it the next day.
I always wondered where they went, because I always used to work in the restaurant industry. And, you know, those big rubber mats that they bring in, they usually replace them every 2 weeks. And it's like, where the heck they go? And they're like, oh, they recycle and clean them. And it's just like, they clean those?
I know. So, I'm imagining out back with your hose.
With a hose,
you know?
Or a power washer, you know, whipping the thing down. But no, very cool.
Yeah. So if you have a need or spring cleaning, even in our houses, we have spring cleaning. But, you know, your business needs spring cleaning too.
Absolutely.
Give them a call, like I said, 8th and Beach. So kind of related to that, we had, speaking of pressure washing, we had Gator from Ken Anders from Gator's Window Cleaning. This is the time of year where we do all the spring cleaning. So whether it's power washing the grime and green stuff off the side of your house to just your basic windows. And one of the things they do every year, Ken cleans every Arvest Bank, which is, I think there's like 12 locations. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
He goes through the drive-through lanes and cleans every one of those out. So, you know, all the grease, you know, stains. Oh, fun stuff.
And especially now, you know, in this time where it's just a lot of water picks up and a lot of dirt's there, the leaves, the muck that was on the ground, whether it was oil or whichever. Mm-hmm. So, it builds up quite a bit. And again, just, I say this every time I hear it, it's so satisfying to watch that thing get clean, I'm telling you.
It is. So Ken can do that for you, or you can do your windows, just a little bit of everything. But definitely give him a call if he can help you out. Of course, Amy from KGGF was here today introducing us to Penny Floyd, your newest employee. I am so excited.
How's that?
How'd you snag
that? We got a dollar and a penny working at KGGF. But, great. Yeah. I'm very excited to see Penny go out. She's worked here in the region for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see her relationships carry over on into here. So very happy to have Penny on board.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. So, Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec. Thanks to everybody that helped out with the fishing derby. Interestingly enough, beautiful weather. A lot of participants, 115.
But the fish
were like, not having it.
They weren't having it.
They were not having it. So I think they caught about 45 out of the 115.
They're like, we're going to bump the difficulty up to extra hard today. Just because the weather's nice. If it was a, you know, bad weather, then maybe we'll come
right,
out. Right,
exactly.
Since it's a beautiful
they
day.
They were hiding, so. But thanks for everybody that helped out for that. Two other events coming up. May 14th is the Mom and Daughter Tea Party. Love that. And then their annual skate day is going to be on Saturday, May 25th. That's a free event that they have every year for all the kiddos that are getting out of school. So
yeah, I was very surprised. I'm not necessarily, I wasn't a very good skater by any means, but my friends are great skaters. In fact, coming out for my my girlfriend's graduation very closely.
Nice.
But I was very surprised when I first moved here to see how populated that skate park usually is. And,
yeah, for a small area, it's really
And
huge.
Jamie and David usually always say these skate days are very popular as well. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and also because they invite not just your, I guess, expert skaters, but all ages, every type, even your skateboards, your bicycles, everything.
Scooters, rollerblades, everybody welcome.
Yeah, so that's great. Joe Brooks, Salvation Army, National Day of Prayer is coming up tomorrow at noon. You can stop by Salvation Army and come pray with them. The food drive is coming up May 11th as well, and that's at the post office. And they do that every year, and just to help replenish the food banks that we have in the area, which is a much need this time of year. So.
Oh, nice. And is that the one drop-off spot, or would they have many drop-off spots for food?
No, just the post office.
Okay, for the post office.
Although, well, I'm not sure. Sometimes they'll actually pick up your canned goods when they're picking up your mail at your house. So gotcha. I'll have to check on that. So, also that day is the deadline for the summer camp. So make sure you get your application in on that. And then on the 15th, they will be having CNN at the Salvation Army. So that'll be nice. Yay. Angela from Boys and Girls Club, the OK Kids Health Fair is coming up on Saturday. That'll be at the high school. And that's always a big day. The hospital and Boys and Girls Club partner together just to provide all kinds of activities centered around just being healthy in our community. So stop by and see that. And then Angela also said Life Point Church is starting some outreach ministries. And be on the lookout for that on May 11th from 2 to 4. They're going to be having a praise team. That'll be at 502 Walnut. Advanced Physical Therapy. I think I mentioned this a few weeks back, but they are moving downtown. And she said they physically are in place. It is right there on 117th West 9th. So it's right there by the Caulfield Reawakening offices and Chick's Pool Hall. And right now it's just kind of a soft opening. They're not really going full shebang yet. But I'm so excited they're moving downtown. They're already seeing, she said they've already seen all kinds of people just stop in and go, hey, what is this? Great, I want to see it.
Well, and I thought that was very inspiring. I think it was, you know, about a month and a half ago, we were progressing with the reawakening. You had even just mentioned, we've got some new businesses coming here, but we've got already existing businesses wanting to move back to that area.
Exactly.
And I think that is very important because, again, I did some walking around this weekend, actually. I had some time on Saturday, and I walked through the downtown area, went up to the new market over there on 8th Street, and it was great. But there's a lot of areas that these businesses could nestle into, and I think it would be beautiful downtown to just go from shop to shop to shop and have everything right there. And then, obviously, we're having the efforts to beautify the downtown area. Mm-hmm. I think it's working well.
I think a year from now, we're going to look back and be like, wow, it's bustling. There's, like you said, current businesses moving back, new businesses moving in. I heard about a coffee shop that might be coming.
Ooh.
I've heard about just a couple of different places, and so we're excited about
that. And then obviously, the rumors of other industries that'll be on the outskirts, but hey, Coffeeville's progressing. I like it.
It is. It's very exciting. So, Leanne Eggers from the Public Library. Thanks to everybody that supported the book sale. It was really great. And then they have a really neat thing called the Grant Writers of Montgomery County. And each month they do a different topic to help you. That is such a big need in our community. Grants are kind of really what get half of our nonprofits by, I guess, so to speak. So next one's going to be May 17th. So if you're considering doing a grant and you want to learn more about how you do that, get connected to that group and those workshops. Laura Sanford from Class LTD, they just had their girls' night out the other night, and it was a great success. Thanks for the community for that. They'll be doing more events like that throughout the year. And then just a reminder, they offer shred service. So, in fact, I just started sending some boxes their way. But if you have a bunch of old documents, you're like, what do I do with these? Class LTD will take care of it.
Well, perfect timing, too. You know, you got those random W-4s sitting around because of tax day the other day, something like that. Just other documents that have piled up, shred those things. And I try and, just rip them before I throw it in there. But that's not as effective as you think.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody really wanted to take the effort and kind of put it there, shredding is the way to go.
Yeah, it is. So that's nice. Nicole Schwartzek, First United Methodist. First of all, shout out to the Seussical. The play was phenomenal. I've heard nothing but just awesome things about it, and I'm so glad they did that. So shout out for that. Their First United Methodist Women's Group is selling Coffeeville commemorative blankets. And you can stop by there to pick one up, or they're going to have a booth at the 150th party on June 1st. Also, VBS is coming up July 12th. And then the Cub Scouts are going to be offering a prayer program. Starting May 19th, that'll be the introductory meeting. So, Valerie Sedek from Caulfield Journal, they are doing a special issue for the 150th, and it's actually going to be free for everybody in town. So they're going to mail it out to the entire community.
Very cool.
And what it will do is cover 15 of the most significant events that have happened in Coffeeville history over the last 150th year.
Cool. So they're doing a big feature kind of on the town. That'll be pretty cool.
It's perfect because it also feeds into the reawakening. So we've got our past we're celebrating, and then we're like, now it's shaping us, and we're going into the future. And
I love that. It's a quote from one of my artists, but at the same time, I've kind of seen it implemented here in Coffeyville. Again, music versus political things had nothing to do. But one of his great quotes is old school, new school, and combine the two. And it kind of seems what Coffeyville is doing, especially with the new light improvements that they're putting downtown. Mm-hmm. Again, mm-hmm. these great LED, very well lit, but it's that rustic, old-time feel, you
right.
know? Again,
we don't want to get rid of our heritage. Exactly. I mean, that's awesome. But you got to change with the times, and you got to become relevant in today's time. So it's a way of marrying the two.
Exactly. So. Old school, new school, combine the two. I get most of it out of that. So.
Yeah. Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. Enroll now. Some of the classes are already filling up. They've got a wait list on a few of them. But some exciting news they had. I don't know if you heard about this. The NFL draft was just recently.
Yes, indeed.
And five different former Ravens are now going to be in the NFL this year.
How's that? And it was actually a good friend of mine's buddy. And again, just small world, crazy thing about this. But once he left CCC, he went to CU and became a really good friend of a friend of mine. And now he's, I believe he's on the Denver Broncos, actually. But he was drafted into the NFL from CCC to CU and on up. So yet another good graduating class that finds itself in the NFL.
It is awesome. Speaking of graduating class, their graduation is May 11th. 290 graduates.
Let's go.
That is awesome for our little community college. So they're doing amazing. Saturday is also the auction. So if you haven't bought tickets, you can still buy tickets or you can buy them at the door. Oh my gosh, if you've never been to that, just an amazing night. And this year they've added stuff. So they have a Plinko game sponsored by the banks. They've got a Raven Pong, DJ, food. And of course, the auction items are.
You know, and last year was a lot of fun, you know, and I've never, going into it, I hadn't really been into any auctions before. And I love the fast pace, just bang, 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 bang. It was, it was about as long as you would expect it to be. It sounds like they're shortening it this year, but I had a lot of fun last year. And now the way that, Yvonne, as well as many of the other organizers are talking about it, it's going to be like a party in there.
It is. It's going to, they want to celebrate. I mean, I think part of it is the primary function, raise money for our scholarships, you know, help our students out. But it's also just a fun event to bring the community together. So I love it. So, and then the last thing on from Yvonne is May is Military Appreciation Month. So if you see anybody, make sure to give them a shout out. Thank you for just being there for our country. So, and then last couple things on behalf of the chamber. So we had some good news. We recently were approached about trying to find ways to get more of the websites in Coffeyville multilingual. Multilingual, I guess is the word. And so we did some research into it, worked with our website developer, and now the chamber now is available in almost every language you can imagine. And that is especially going to be great for our populations right now that don't maybe speak great English, but we want them to still come to all the events and be a part of the community. So now they can jump on the chamber website, click whatever language, and they can find out about all the events and bring their families out.
I think that's very exciting because, even in towns that may seem as predominantly spoken English, which again, it's here in America, it seems like a lot of places are like that, but there is a large population, you'd be surprised, not necessarily don't speak any English, but at the same time do struggle to comprehend, to read.
Right.
I think reading is a big thing as well, in comparison to reading instead of just listening to somebody speak to you, it's good to have that option.
Yeah, I mean, even some of us that maybe know another language, like you said, you might be able to converse the basics with somebody.
Yep.
Being able to read all the details, just limits them. And so this gives them an opportunity. And this all came about partially because of the Coffeyville Reawakening. You know, they were just like, hey, what else can we do to help this community?
And what I've learned with Spanish as well, I'm not by any means bilingual or I can't speak Spanish, but at the same time, I can somewhat comprehend. But that is informal conversation in comparison to most writing is formal conversation.
Oh, yes.
So if you're not necessarily 100% up to speed, then you're not necessarily going to understand formal conversation. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have that option.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. So, also a shout out to the whole community for supporting the Coffeyville Rotary Mardi Gras. Just yesterday, we were able to present almost 23,000 in checks to our community.
Wow.
Several organizations, great groups in town that we were able to support and give back to our community. So that was awesome. And just a thank you to everybody that helped with that. So I think that was all. I'm trying to remember if there was any other great announcements, but lots of good stuff going on in town. And May, I guess I just reminder to everybody out in the community, May is a busy month, especially for visitors to Coffeyville, between high school, college graduations, auctions, rodeos. I can't remember. There's a few other big events coming on. So there'll be a lot of visitors in town, and we just want to make sure that we're smiling and greeting them and helping them out. So just over the next few, and then school will be getting out too. So just over the next few weeks, just be looking for everybody out in the public and help them out.
Yeah, not only do you be cognizant, drive safer, keep it more safe, but mm-hmm. at the same time, if you're a business owner and you've got people coming in, be just extra candor, extra friendly, just kind of that open arm kind of atmosphere and attitude as well. So here real quick, I know we had some listeners asking about it as well.
Yeah.
That June 1st celebration, I know we've got some music going on downtown. I know you guys don't have any set times or dates or anything like that, but I have a lot of listeners out there interested in who is actually going to be downtown playing.
I don't have the list with me.
No so list. Okay. Do you have a, is it like available online or do you guys have
we
information?
We will have it. The goal is to have it published on Friday. We're going to put it on Facebook. It'll be on the city's website. And then also we're going to have hard copies available in the chamber.
Perfect.
But yes, we've got 7 different bands playing. The ending band that's going to be our big band that's coming in is and I just drew a blank.
Just draw.
Oh my goodness.
Of
I just
course,
had it
right when the microphone's
Red
on,
Dirt
it always happens. There we go.
There you
Red
go.
Dirt
Red
Rangers.
Dirt Rangers.
So,
yeah, they're going to be coming. But we've got everything from some jazz, country, 80s cover bands, just a little bit of everything. There'll be activities in the morning. We've got 25 different vendors that are going to be downtown, some kids activities. Of course, we've got the big pulled pork sandwiches, a meal free for 800 people. So the first 800 people that make it downtown. One of the cool things, if you can make it downtown around this time, is around 5 o'clock, maybe just a little bit before, we are going to be singing Happy Birthday to Coffeyville. And Haley Bagwell is going to be on stage leading the little charge. But we're trying to get everybody downtown singing at the same time. I think that's going to be amazing. It's going to be exciting. So come down. And then also we're going to have all the Coffeyville commemorative items on sale.
Nice.
So you can come down, pick up that stuff. But yes, I will get that band list to you and we'll have that published by the end of the week.
Great stuff. And again, speaking with the chamber director here of the Chamber of Commerce in Coffeyville, Candy Westbrook. Candy, what's a great place to get information or phone numbers to call you guys with anything like that for any of our listeners out there?
Yes. So phone number is 251-2550. And then you can jump on our website. We've got all kinds of information on there at any time. And that's www.coffeyvillechamber.org.
Awesome. Again, great stuff. Candy Westbrook, the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce director, checking in with us, speaking on behalf of their CNN meeting, as well as other news out of the chamber. And we will check back in with you next Wednesday. Candy, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.